Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, nearly three decades after the civil judgment against O.J. Simpson, his estate is finally taking steps to pay Fred Goldman, father of Ron Goldman, who was killed alongside Nicole Brown Simpson in 1994. According to TMZ, Malcolm Laverne, the executor of Simpson's estate, has accepted Goldman's creditor claim for nearly $58 million. That figure includes the original $33.5 million judgment from 1997, plus 30 years of interest. Simpson was acquitted of murder in what became known as the trial of the century, but later found liable in civil court. Most of that judgment went unpaid during Simpson's lifetime. He died in April 2024 at the age of 76. Laverne says the estate will pay what it can by auctioning Simpson's possessions, though some items have been stolen. He's working with attorneys to recover those and plans to ask the court to approve an administrative fee for Goldman, who's helped manage estate affairs. Other creditor claims? Most have been rejected. The estate will prioritize Goldman and the IRS, which is owed federal taxes. A separate claim from California, over $600,000, will require legal action if the state wants to collect. This marks a major reversal for Laverne, who initially vowed not to pay the Goldman family. Now, he says the estate will settle the judgment as much as possible. Fred Goldman had long said pursuing Simpson in civil court was the only way to seek justice for his son.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
Chris Boyd, a cornerback for the New York Jets and a notable player on special teams, is in critical condition after he was severely injured in a shooting incident that took place early Sunday morning in Midtown Manhattan, as reported by various media outlets. The shooting occurred shortly after 2 a.m. outside a business located on West 38th Street, according to the New York Police Department. A 29-year-old man sustained a gunshot wound to the abdomen and was transported to Bellevue Hospital, where he is currently in critical but stable condition. No arrests have been made and the investigation is still ongoing. While the police have not officially identified the victim, multiple sources have confirmed that it is Boyd. A spokesperson for the Jets acknowledged the situation involving Boyd, saying, "We are aware of the situation involving Chris Boyd and we have no further comment at this time." Boyd's agent has not yet responded to requests for information regarding the incident. This season marks Boyd's first with the Jets, but he has not played due to a shoulder injury. Boyd has established himself as a standout on special teams throughout his six NFL seasons, most recently with the Houston Texans. He gained attention during the Texans' playoff loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in January when he celebrated a forced fumble by dramatically removing his helmet and nearly colliding with his special teams coats. Originally drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in the seventh round in 2019, Boyd spent his first four seasons with that team. He signed with the Arizona Cardinals in 2023 before later joining Houston's practice squad. On Sunday afternoon, Boyd's teammates took to social media to express their support and ask for prayers. Linebacker Jermaine Johnson said, "Everybody, please send prayers to my brother and teammate Chris and his family. Lord, please hold your healing hand over Chris and guide him back to health and safety."
Jamie McCurran finishes her after-school shift at Tasty Freeze in Muskogee, Oklahoma. She takes a cab to a friend's house to wait for her to get home. Jamie, just 16, greets the friend's mom on the porch, telling her she's excited about getting her first paycheck, explaining she's saving up for a car. The friend's mom goes inside briefly to bring out some drinks. When she returns, Jamie's gone. The mother immediately reports Jamie missing, telling police she saw a dark colored sedan turning the corner off the street when she came back outside to the porch. It's unknown if the car has anything to do with Jamie's disappearance. The car and driver never located. Jamie McCurran now missing nearly 30 years. Her baby daughter growing up without knowing what happened to mom. If you have info on Jamie McCurran, please call Muskogee PD 918-683-8000.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.